Please join me in saying the call to worship that's found printed in your bulletin on the first page. We gather for worship as children of God. We come to remember who and whose we are. We gather for worship to be renewed in our faith. We come with hearts open to receive God's love. We gather for worship to catch a vision of what might be. We come ready to change what is. We gather for worship in gratitude for all we have been given. With thanksgiving, we lift our voices in songs of praise. Please join me in prayer. We are very thankful, God, that you want us to come and worship you. We know you are listening to us when we sing and when we pray. And we know that you will bless us before we leave. Thank you, God. Amen.
So hopefully you'll be able to see all the words. We did have just kind of notice. But the words are up here, so you stand with us in the same person.
Thank you. Please remain standing. Please remain standing. Confession.
We cannot come before God unless we are first honest with ourselves about who we are, about the mistakes we make, and about how well or poorly we care for others. In this spirit, let us offer our prayers to God. Gracious God, forgive us. We place our trust in things that are fleeting, rather than in you and the sure promise you offer. We focus on things that are before us, getting bogged down in the mundane trials of a moment. We fail to remember to set our sights on you. Forgive our doubt of lack of hope, our fear. Restore our hope in those things unseen by our eyes. Revitalize our faith. Renew our hearts that we might worship you fully. Redeem us so we can be sign of your love to others who doubt. Amen. Let us confess our own sins in silence before God. Beloved, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem us from all our iniquities. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. Whether we are old or young, whether we are first time or long time worshippers, whether we come full of doubts or confidence, joy or sorrow, in this place we are all family because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Welcome to all of you today. Please take a moment to sign the attendance books. You will find them at the end of the pew closest to the center aisle. After worship today, we have a Vacation Bible School workshop held in Foster Hall. This is a chance for everyone who is working at our VBS this summer to learn about the theme and activities that we will be doing together. Don't forget to sponsor a child for VBS. 25 covers the cost of one child to attend VBS. You can place your donation in the offering plate using a pew envelope or stop in the Northex on your way out of the sanctuary. And we need more volunteers to staff our VBS. We really appreciate whatever help you can give. VBS is an important mission for our church, and it is a lot of fun. So if you have the time in July, come and help us. There are a lot of different ways to help out.
God is a good God who has given us many things. He has given us children and parents, family and friends. Let us give ourselves to God. Give us everything that is good, our homes, our food, our families, and even our lives. All that we own and all that we are belong to you. Since you give us so much, we thank you by sharing our time, talents, and right now our money with others in need. Use these gifts to show your love to people throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Faith in Christ Jesus to confess the faith of the church in which we are baptized.
trusting in the gracious mercy of God. You turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world, so that say I do. You turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in His grace and love, so that say I do. Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying His word and showing His love, so that say I will. And will you be a faithful member of this congregation, giving yourself in every way, and will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? If so, then say, I will. I will give the sponsors an opportunity to reflect on it for a moment on the working with Eric through this past year, Betsy and George.
First, Eric, saying Jesus loves you, yes, I know, and you're surrounded by a crowd of Christian witnesses who believe that also. And in the opening prayer, said, we come to remember who and whose we are. And because you believe that, you chose to go into this program. We've had fun. my favorite scripture is Micah 6:8. To seek mercy. I'm sorry. I understand. I know if I crack through the nerves. Seek justice. Seeking is the important thing. To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And I've seen you. You're an accomplished young man, but you are very humble, and you walk humbly with your God. It has been a pleasure to be your sponsor. The pastor who baptized you, your Uncle Jack, is sitting here today from Wading Presbyterian Church, your grandmoms, your family. It's just wonderful that we're here again to be with you and welcome to another member of the Murphy Fox family to our church and to the Fellowship of Christian Saints. And here's George, who as always by our side, and keep on making it. It's a very pleasure. But we are not finished, because we have made a commitment to go to the Feast of Justice, St. John's Lutheran Church, to do day of volunteering for more. And we've also committed to each grandma, Grandma Potts and Grandma Murphy, to attend their churches and sit with them, since this is where it all began. So thank you again for letting us be with you. It's been great.
One of the great blessings of our confirmation program is it's a probably a year-long mentoring program where the person going through confirmation meets weekly or every other week with a sponsor. And they read scripture together, and they work through a program together talking about many different aspects of faith and what it means to be a part of God's church. So it is a great blessing and a relationship that lasts beyond the year of confirmation. Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people, and for gathering us into the body of Christ. Thank you for choosing to add to our number, brothers and sisters in faith. Together may we all live in your spirit, and so love one another. And may we have the mind of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory forever and ever. Ever living God, we ask you to guard this your servant Eric with your protecting hand. Let your Holy Spirit be with him forever. Lead him to continue to know and obey your word. He may serve you in this life and dwell with you forever in the life to come. For this and the many gifts that we have received from your hand, our Father, we give thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us welcome newest member of our church. May be seated. Let's turn to our time of prayer. I want to say good morning to those who are listening in on the phones, and that's Suzanne Allen today. Welcome to you, Suzanne, and to this place of worship. And I have a few prayer requests that given to me just before the service to share, and then Aaron will share a few more. And children will lead us in prayer. First, please be in prayer for a few family members of Jeff and Dawn Landwehr. Their family, friends of the family, rather, experienced a few deaths this week. First, for the Thompson and D. Emilio families who lost a sister, Lori, by name. Also, the Herb families, Herb, H-E-R-B, who lost a grandmother. And then the Falu Sanchez family who lost a grandmother as well, the Falu Sanchez. All this, these are friends of the Landwehr family, and thank you for lifting them up in your prayers. The Hernandez family asks for your prayer as Junior's cousin, Frank Rosado, died this past week of cancer. So please keep the Hernandez family in your prayers. Junior's cousin passed away this week. And one more that I will share with you. Steve Dredd asked for prayers for Frank, his father, who will be starting chemotherapy on the 10th of this month for bladder cancer. So please keep Frank Dredd in your prayers as he begins that treatment.
We have one from Marianne Faulkner. Mrs. Faulkner will be having both knees replaced this Thursday. Please pray for a successful surgery and for a quick and full recovery. And we have an update on Charles Brockington. Mr. Brockington had a liver biopsy done last week and does not have cirrhosis. Praise God for answered prayer, and thank you for praying for him.
Father, you have called us as Christians to remember to pray for the church and the world and the ongoing ministry of the gospel, that it might increase and make disciples of all nations. And so we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. For the poor, the hungry, and the oppressed people of the world, and for all who suffer for the sake of the gospel, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have not yet heard or believed in the gospel, and for those who once again must become obedient to Christ, we pray, Lord, hear our prayer. For the peoples of the world and their leaders, that there may be an end to war and a greater opportunity for the gospel, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation and all who govern, that all citizens may dwell in peace and enjoy the blessing of justice and freedom, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. For the church throughout the world, for all her ministers and her people, that we as faithful disciples may fulfill the mission of Christ and reach out to all people, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. For all the people, all the members of our Christian community, that we may all grow in Christian discipleship, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
today